is Engineering Heroes.
Hello again, and welcome to Engineering Heroes mini-series in the lead-up to the very first World Engineering Day for Sustainable Development in 2020. It's a mini-series being supported by the World Federation of Engineering Organizations. My name is Melanie, and as usual, our co-host and our podcast's resident engineer is Dominic. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about responsible consumption and production, which is the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal number 12.
Today's a bit different to all our podcasts to date. For our episode on responsible consumption and production, one engineer's not enough. We've got two engineers joining us. Both engineers are from Canada. Annette Bergeron is a metallurgical engineer with an MBA and extensive public and private sector experience. She has held presidential positions in a number of organisations, including Ontario Society of Professional Engineers. Annette was recognised as being one of the top 25 women of influence across Canada and is currently consulting on STEM project with the Federal Ministry of Women and Gender Equality. Also joining us is Jeff Card. Jeff's an electrical engineer who works in the Building and Engineering Department of Bell Canada, where he's had multiple roles throughout the organisation. He served a term on the board of the Newfoundland and Labrador Construction Safety Association and has been elected to sit on the Engineers Canada board.
So, in high school, both Jeff and Annette were really drawn to maths. However, Annette was conflicted because she also was really into drama. Annette and Jeff both had engineering fathers and were quite influenced by their dad's careers. Annette's was an engineering technologist, and so was Jeff's, actually. Jeff's dad worked on microwave technology, and he remembers while growing up helping his dad work on the family cabin and hearing the stories his dad would tell him about his work. And Jeff recalls being really impressed by how his father's work was helping the community, the pride that his dad took, but also the actual work his dad was doing was really interesting.
You know, the innovative ways that his team and him would solve problems and the pioneering spirit that kind of went along with that as he built out the network across Newfoundland. And I didn't really know it at the time, but I think looking back at that now, that probably played a pretty significant role.
Definitely.
All right. So this mini-series is all about the UN Sustainable Development Goals, and particularly this one today is in regards to UN SDG number 12, Responsible Production and Consumption. Can you tell our listeners what that involves and what that's about?
Sustainable Development Goal 12 is about ensuring sustainable consumption and sustainable production patterns. So what I think it means is the world needs to really decouple economic growth from natural resource use. And here in Canada, historically, we're a large natural resource country. So what we need for SG 12 is policies that improve resource efficiency and that reduce waste and consumption and integrate into the mainstream sustainable practices across all sectors of the economy and not just natural resources.
When I think about SDG 12 and what it means, when I read through it, there's really three points. One is policy development on infrastructure requirements when we think about things like, diesel emissions and so on. That to me really strikes home. Another is education of the public and sustainable consumption. So even things we do as individuals, I've got two young kids that go to school now and things like the use of plastics, for example, and baggies versus things that you can repeatedly use and how we better make use of that. And then finally, resource efficiencies and various energy reduction techniques in my own line of work, trying to reduce fuel consumption and energy through buildings projects. So those are the things when I look at SDG 12 that really strike home to me.
Yeah, thanks for that. I find out of all the goals, this one's I'm the most clueless about. So that actually did help a little bit to clarify for me. So, Jeff, what was your inspiration for aligning your work with this goal?
As I mentioned, I'm a buildings engineer with a telecommunications company here in Canada. And for me, there's a lot of ways in which these projects really do align very well with multiple objectives we have. So not only is it good for energy, but green is green, we say. It's good for cost reduction. It's also good for reliability. Oftentimes, when we do these projects, my goal is to make buildings more reliable. Normally, green solutions, when we talk about LED lighting retrofits that last longer than typical bulbs, but also save energy. When we talk about HVAC economization, where you're not only reducing your footprint energy-wise, but you're also reducing the number of parts in the system required to make it work properly because you don't need things like compressors, you just need fans. We think about UPS battery footprints and needing less batteries on uninterruptible power supplies. All these different things that we do on the building side, solar systems that reduce diesel runs, so less maintenance. It was really a no-brainer for us in terms of trying to do things that are in line with SDG 12 because it just makes good business sense.
Yeah, it sounds like a real win-win in your situation. What about you, Annette? How did your inspiration to follow this goal come in?
Well, as an engineer, sometimes it's hard to do things by yourself, but if we join forces and join voices, it can be more effective. So for me, that was becoming a leader at an organization like Engineers Canada, where Jeff and I are on the board of directors. So I think engineers have a role to play in all of the goals, but we need to advocate to our government here in Canada anyways, and let them know that we as engineers are ready and willing to help on a wide range of these policy areas. So we developed a policy for our government to help them establish goals and targets and identify actions to help them include sustainable consumption. So the reduction of greenhouse gases and energy efficiency and conservation and also sustainable production. So we need more climate resilient buildings and infrastructure that extends their service life. So we don't need to replace infrastructure and buildings, and therefore the consumption of resources is less frequent. So that's where I really am passionate about this work.
So Annette, are there any projects that you can tell us about that you as an engineer are working on to contribute to this UN SDG?
My focus really is in the public policy area and in advocacy. So if we talk about things like infrastructure as an example, we need to address future climate impacts that addresses vulnerability gaps. We don't want to cause later service disruptions and failures of infrastructure and buildings. This increases costs to the government, increases costs to the private sector, and mostly it increases costs to us. We're the public. It also increases the consumption. So, for example, here in Canada in June 2018, whenever the federal government sees a project that wants funding, they ask the people to undertake an assessment of how their projects will contribute to or reduce carbon pollution, and to consider climate change risks. So they used a protocol that was developed by us at Engineers Canada as one of the methodologies for climate change resilience could be used.
What a great result.
Hmm. Yeah, we're very proud of it.
And Jeff, do you have a project that you wanted to mention that contributes to this goal?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a few different initiatives we're doing, but one that I'm particularly proud of within my own province, Newfoundland and Labrador, a lot of the telecommunications in Labrador has typically been done by microwave. If you were to pick up the phone and call from one area to the next, it hops out a bunch of microwave towers to make that connection. And a few years ago, we put in fiber and we still had microwave as a backup, but we've since found some unique telecommunications ways to provide that redundant route through other means, which is allowing us to shut down 7 of those sites. And what that means for us, these are all non-grid sites that have about 4,000 gallons of fuel supply at sites because they're helicopter access. And now we're able to shut those down. So between the last couple of years, we're shutting down 7 sites and 28,000 gallons of stored diesel, which is a significant reduction for us. And then additionally, the remaining sites, we have a solar renewal plan that we're doing where we're installing solar power on these sites that is reducing our diesel footprint by about 80%. And again, back to the comment I made early, not only is that beneficial from the fuel reduction perspective and the environment, but all this fuel is flown to site. So it's the Jet A1 fuel for the helicopters that bring it in as well. And the maintenance on the machines, because if they run less, then the maintenance is extended on those things. And we get longer life out of our building system. So just a great initiative. Really looking forward to finishing that one this year.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, really great use of innovation and moving forward, but in a responsible manner. What's 2020 look for both of you? What's a goal that you hope to achieve that will improve or work towards this sustainable development goal number 12?
Well, one that I'm really excited about is for Engineers Canada, we developed a free online course that anybody in the world can use. It's called Sustainable Development and Environmental Stewardship. It's been offered 3 times already, and registration is currently open right now for anybody to join. It's been taken by close to 4,600 people around the world. They've given it great reviews. And it uses engineering case studies from across Canada to demonstrate the application of these principles. So we'd encourage engineers around the world to register for the course in 2020, and they can find it on our website, engineerscanada.ca.
And that sounds amazing as well, to make something like that so open and available. You're ticking a lot of United Nations Sustainable Development Goals boxes there.
Yeah, thank you.
And Jeff, is there something that you hope to achieve in 2020 as a part of this UN SDG?
Yeah. Well, I mean, beyond my corporate goals and objectives, I try to be a good steward there. But personally, I, you know, at home, we've been trying to make some changes. So I want to speak to that for some of the listeners as well. So we've done a lot around at the house, you know, towards recycling and now with the plastics reduction, you know, trying to use things over again there. But one thing I'm still terrible at, I'm a vicious paper towel user. I've got a 2-year-old son.
Yeah, that's me. Bond over your use of paper
towels.
I'm
really bad with paper towels.
I would love to hear how you're working on that one.
So dish towels and dishcloths and face cloths for my son. So that's a goal. That's a personal goal for me. It's probably maybe more relatable to most listeners, but something I'm trying to work on this year.
I think you and Dom need to form a support group on paper towels.
There you go.
I'm sort of the program.
He has like a biggest meltdown whenever we're running out. It's like, got to go to the shop. We need paper towels.
Although now that you've said that, then it is something I think that I might need to put on my list as well this year in regards to my goal to sort of cut out paper towels and start using the tea towels and the dishcloths.
There you go, Jeff. You've inspired me. So well done.
I will definitely be setting that as my goal.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, guys. This has been really wonderful. I've really picked up a lot about what's going on.
Thank you
very much.
And thank you for tuning in to Engineering Heroes as we prepare you for the First World Engineering Day on Sustainable Development, which is going to be held every 4th of March. If you want to know more about our podcast or the episode you just heard, visit our website www.engineeringheroes.com.au. We hope you're enjoying our mini-series, which is brought to you with the support of the World Federation of Engineering Organizations. The best way for you to show your support for our show is to tell people, either in person or write a review. Just spread the word. Seriously, it is that easy. We look forward to you and your friends joining us next time when we bring you another episode with one of our engineering champions.